Morning, everyone. I want to thank my co-authors, Paul Trache and Monique Bloom, who have been instrumental in some of the things that I've been learning in terms of our discussions of art and science, and then also this idea of actually being able to participate in some of the things that I've been doing. And no, the Mushroom Book is not for enhancing student creativity. So, every soil profile has a story. And what I want to tell you today is my story of how I came about to where I'm doing in terms of incorporating art into my science field courses. And it started a long time ago, back when I was an undergraduate. The first 3 weeks of my program at Lakehead University in Canada, we actually spent 3 weeks in the field. Today we call this experiential learning. Back then it was just a straight field course. But each of my 4 years as an undergraduate, we spent that time out in the field, and that had a tremendous impact on me in terms of how I think about taking students out into the field. Then when I went to Florida to do my postgraduate degrees, I had an opportunity to spend 2 weeks on a field course that went up to the east coast of the United States, and it was a really interesting experience to look at different ecosystems, different soils, but also to interact with different communities of scientists from different universities, and I think that also had an impact in terms of how I think about my classes. The last thing was, and Mary Collins will appreciate this picture, but this was a course I took from her, and it was one of the interesting classes that I had because it was looking at a landscape in terms of soil development, and it was one of the first classes that I had in terms of understanding how a landscape works, and I was taking this particular idea into some of the courses that I had done. And then actually, Mary actually kept this report, actually, and this is a diagram of some of the things that I was doing, but those trees actually maybe were a premonition of some of the things that I wanted to do with my art. So when I came to the University of Saskatchewan, I had all these ideas about doing field courses, and so when I had an opportunity to teach a forest soils class, I normally wanted to take these students out into the field. So we spent 3 days up in northern Saskatchewan working with a forest company and looking at this idea of taking the students out into the field to experience what's happening in the forest. We also spend a lot of time with the forest companies looking at logging operations, but we also spend a lot of time looking at the different soils that are in northern Saskatchewan, giving the students an opportunity to understand different ecosystems, but also the soils that are associated with them and the relationships between the two of them. And the students just have a great time doing it. They just love being out in the field. So I will do anything in terms of trying to find the resources to allow these students to go out in the field and have that kind of experience. I think the other important thing in doing all this is building a sense of community. And it's just really an interesting time to spend a couple days out in the field with your students. I think especially when you have a weenie roast around a fire next to a lake, it just has a traumatic impact in terms of the students having this sense of community. And I think today students really want this sense of community. And I think that's what I try to create in my class, is this idea of a sense of community, not only amongst themselves, getting to know each other, but also with the environment that they're in. So I have been doing that for about 10 years, and then I had an opportunity to teach a brand new course called Soils and Boreal Landscapes. And as I was thinking about this course, one of the things that I wanted to do was, are there other ways that we can engage students? And I was actually at an art gallery in Ontario looking at the Group of Seven paintings of some landscapes, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, why can't I incorporate art into my science class? And my next thought was, well, you can't, Ken, because you don't know anything about art. So I started thinking about this and exploring it, and I actually stepped out of my comfort zone and started understanding a little bit about art. And one of the interesting things about the University of Saskatchewan is that we have a campus up in northern Saskatchewan that was formed in 1935, but it was an art camp. And so this has been going on since 1935, but there also have been a lot of science classes going on at this camp as well. And the whole idea of this particular MLA Kennedine campus is this idea of ecology and the arts. So I take my class here, and I guess Gus Kennedine was the one who actually started this camp back in 1935. But we come up here as a group and spend a couple days out here. And I wanted to incorporate this idea of art into my science class. Now, painting soils is not a new thing. I mean, back in 1700s, this is a picture of a painting by Van Berkeley of paleosols, which are in Katwijk, which is on the eastern side of Holland. But a number of painters in the past have actually painted soil profiles. And there have been scientists who have taken sketches or drawings of their soil profiles and put them into their books. Recently, there have been a number of different articles that I've been using and looking at. One was that back in 68, Hans Jenny had an article entitled Images of Soil Science and Landscape Art. His whole idea was that back then that, you know, soils are very beautiful, and we need to take the time to start painting these things and actually showing them to the public. Hardemink, who is in Wageningen in Holland, actually had a recent article looking at soil profiles dating back to the 1700s and different painters who had painted them. And Angela had pointed out this new book to me, Land by Landa and Feller on Soil and Culture, which has a lot of interesting articles relating to soils and different cultural aspects of them. So with this idea of trying to incorporate art, I have also had the opportunity a couple years ago to listen to Ken Robinson speak, and one of his books, he makes this statement: art techniques can be a powerful way of unlocking creative capacities and of engaging the whole person. Are we engaging the whole person when we're teaching? And that's some of the things that I've been trying to think about, using art and science and trying to engage that together in a class. So what do I do in my field course? One of the things I try to do is minimize or remove the barriers or inhibitions related to art. These are soil science students. They're not artists. But what I'm trying to do is get them to change their mindset a little bit to look at art or look at the environment from an artistic standpoint. So what we do is we take very simple kinds of demonstrations and just trying to get them to sketch certain things very quickly just to get them more comfortable in terms of looking at things through an artistic perspective. Then we take some bigger kinds of paper and look at some different pictures or different examples in the environment and giving the students just an opportunity to play and be creative. I also give some little demonstrations, and we have moved from not only drawing but actually into painting. And so I give them demonstrations in terms of how to actually mix color, basic principles in terms of painting, and then give them some demonstrations. And then after that, I just turn the students loose. You can do whatever you want. You can use whatever medium you want, but I want you to play and be creative. Another thing I like to do is minimize the barriers in terms of doing art. So I supply all the art supplies for these students. They don't have to pay for anything. Everything is supplied for them. And I think that just makes it a little bit easier for them to step out and actually use this stuff in terms of creating something that they want. So then we take the students to various places in the province. This is the Napikimu sand cliffs. These were sandstone cliffs that were formed back in the Cretaceous period. But we talk about some of the stories behind these profiles or these landscapes, and then give the students an opportunity just to sit there, reflect, draw, whatever comes to them in terms of being creative and having an opportunity to play. We also look at soil profiles where we look at them from a scientific perspective, but then we also allow them to sit there for a couple hours just to reflect upon themselves, to be creative. And it's interesting to stand there for 2 hours and not a word. They're just so into their soil profile, being creative and trying to absorb what they're seeing onto paper. And I think it's just a really interesting experience to see these students actually doing that. And so when I first started this back in 2004, we were using pastels, but then we graduated, and as my experience with art has increased, which is actually allowing the students to paint, and I think it's just a really neat opportunity for them. And the last thing we do is we take them up onto the shield, the Precambrian shield. For many of these students who are from farms have never had an opportunity to walk on bedrock. And so again, we talk about soil formation processes up here, but also give them an opportunity to sit up here and actually, whatever intrigues them, to actually put that on paper. Another interesting thing we do in this class is that students have an opportunity to select an artist that they're curious about, whether it's from their hometown or from their province or from somewhere around the world, and have an opportunity to explain that to the rest of the crew in terms of what intrigues them about this artist, and also to select a painting from that artist and to tell them, you know, what really drew me to that painting. And it's really what's interesting is that a lot of these students relate back to prairie landscapes, and a lot of these artists are actually from the prairies, and so it's interesting to see the connection that they have growing up in their hometowns or in their area and how that relates to the art that they see. So this whole idea of left side, right side of the brain, the left side we have what we do in soil science in terms of classifying profiles, but then you can see on the right side of the brain their creativity, an opportunity to explore some different things that they normally wouldn't do in a soil science class, or a science class in particular. For my graduate course, we actually go into a lot more detail. We have an ecosystems and art class, and actually I take a couple artists or professors from the art history department with me on this course, and we spend a lot more time looking at understanding ecosystems in the morning in terms of the science perspective, but in the afternoon giving them an opportunity to actually go out there and draw and paint whatever interests them in terms of that particular ecosystem. We also go to some interesting soil profiles, and we talk about the stories behind these soil profiles and how they developed. But then I give the students an opportunity to be creative and play. Here's an example of a student who's taken a canvas, put paint on it, and then tried to capture something of that particular profile that intrigues them. And so we just give them a whole day out here just to play in this particular area. The last thing I'm really trying and wanting to move into is this whole idea of soil pigments. And it's not a new thing, but we've been experimenting with this, taking soil pigments, creating paints out of them. And my goal eventually is actually to take soils from around the province of Saskatchewan and actually use these as pigments and then allow the students to create paints, which then they can use to paint landscapes or soil profiles. And as an American painter, Philip Guston said, what is paint after all? It's just colored dirt. The last thing that I find really interesting about being at Emma Lake is this idea of community. And while I have my science class up at this particular camp, there is also a group of retired artists who come up here each year and actually spend the week painting. And so one evening I take my students into the studio with the artists are there and allow them an opportunity to interact with these artists. And I think it's a really neat interaction to see the artists that are just tickled to death that these students will come in here and want to talk to them about what they're doing in terms of art. Artists actually giving them tips about certain things related to painting, and it's just a really, really neat interaction that we have up at Kinderdine. However, at the end of the week, the students get to present their stuff to the artist, and I think that's really a nerve-wracking thing for the students, but again, this whole idea of stepping out and being uncomfortable, and so we put the artwork up, the artists come in, and they just have a blast talking to the students about what they've done. And it's not uncommon to see students start whipping out their cameras and showing soil profiles or pictures of profiles or ecosystems they've been into the artist, and the artists are just enthralled in terms of what the students have been doing that week. So this whole idea of community, I think, is a really important thing, not only within the students, but also with other groups or artistic groups. And the last thing that my grad students do is they put on an exhibition. One year we had an exhibition in the college. We were invited the entire college to come down and have a look at what the students had done. And then last year at the annual meeting of the Soil Science Society of Canada, we actually had, which was in Saskatoon, the students put on an exhibition at the reception, and they came up with this idea of nurture, this idea of convergence of art and science, and had an opportunity to put on a number of displays of the things that they had done related to that week in terms of looking at art and science together. So in summary, what have I learned from all of this? First of all, I think it's, you know, don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone to make opportunities for students to be creative. I think it really, this whole idea of what Ken Robinson was talking about of looking and engaging the whole student or the whole person, I think is important. And I think this idea of looking at art and science within our courses allows that to happen. I think the second thing, I think students really want this idea of community, and I think it's important to facilitate that for students, not only amongst themselves, but in the environment that they're working in, and even outside the academic community. And I think this results in students being a little more sensitive and being engaged. And lastly, does creativity lead to better science? I don't know. I'm still working through this whole journey of this idea, but I do believe that it does give students a significant visceral connection to soil science, and hopefully they'll take that into the future when they're being a little more creative in terms of the jobs that they may take on in the future. Thank you. I'll be happy to take any questions. To train a creative person, which I think will actually lead to being a better soil scientist. And so what I'm trying to do is create an opportunity for students to be creative and to play, and I think we've taken that a lot of out of what we do in our science programs, and I hope that this will actually make for a better engaged student in the future.
I'm just sort of curious, you said you're not an artist by training.
Yes, I do. And yes, I have had a lot of discussions with artists, and we've come up with a rubric in terms of how we grade these students. And so it's more looking at the opportunity to be creative. Do they actually think about the composition of their work? Those kinds of simple things. And so it's not. I'm not out to see that they. My goal is to see how creative they can be, and that they actually take it to heart in terms of what they do. And so that's how their mark is assigned to them. But it's just a simple rubric. It's not one of these, you know, 50% because you didn't do it and 100% because you did, but it's just an idea of thinking about how we're going to go about being creative in the field and actually completing the task that was given to you. But I've actually had a lot of input from artists in terms of how to do that, because art is different for everybody, and I think you have to have an open mind in doing that.